Welcome to Imperfect Parenting. I'm Ariel Green Anderson.
My name is Mats Andersson.
We're bringing you raw, real, and unfiltered stories from around the world.
Are you an IP parent?
Hey, it's Ariel, and today we're talking about when it's not working in the classroom, adjusting, shifting, pivoting, or letting go. I'm so glad that you're here, wherever you are in the world. It's an interesting time. Spring is here, it's Mercury retrograde, and there is a lot moving, and I think about you, and I feel like what's happening underneath the surface for you and me, whatever your life is like, whether things are going amazingly well or sometimes you question what the heck is next. I just want to say that our kids feel it. We've talked about that before, but it's just so interesting for me how they really notice what's happening with us, even when we don't say it. But in this moment, I just want to take a moment to take a breath with you. In and exhaling out and just being present with what's here right now in this moment. And I look here and I see some really exciting, wonderful, for me, for us, wonderful stats and realities, which is that that you're out there in Kazakhstan, in Indonesia, in South Africa, in Czech, Australia, Canada, in places like Hamilton, Ontario, and Scranton, Pennsylvania. That's just, for me, it's just so beautiful. You know, mighty and small and beautiful network and circle creating things together. So getting back, of course, follow, subscribe, whatever it is, and getting back to things. I just want to say that you are powerful, and what you do and say and don't say, it all matters. And you and I, we're imperfect. That's what we are as human beings. We're all imperfect. None of us do everything right all the time. And who decides what's right anyway, right? So today, I'm thinking a little bit about a conversation that's been bubbling up in our community. That is that my daughter's class is very intense, and there's some very big personalities in there. And here in the U.S. and many parts of the world, things have changed since my day. In my day, if you were super smart, they pulled you out. If you had challenges, they'd pull you out. Well, they still do that sometimes for certain classes. But they try their best to integrate in all the different needs into one classroom. Now, a part of me is very much in, the whole inclusiveness, right? To find ways to work together. And I'm all for that. And I in no way want to kick people out of the class because they're disruptive. Because there's a reason why kids are disruptive, why people are disruptive. There's something going on. It's a signal. It's a trigger. It's a something. Not trigger. It's a, what do I want to say? Symbol? I don't know. It's saying something. And we have to pay attention to what that is. And in Ella's class right now, since kindergarten, there have been some people in the class that are certainly disruptors, which in some ways is, all right, disruptors, yeah, cool, right? But when you have 30 bodies, 30 smaller bodies, and 2 to 4 other bodies that are, adults trying to tame the situation, it's pretty full on. And the times when I've been in there, it's absolutely no criticism against any of the teachers. They're doing an amazing job, so patient, so wonderful, so thankful for most of them. Some of them just feel overloaded and therefore end up punishing the whole class because a few of them are going off. Now, I think there is a ripple effect. I think that there are people and who create, there's that disruptor, that ripple effect, right? And Ella's certainly not innocent of never chatting or whatever, for sure. And personally, and the mothers and the fathers that I've talked to are pretty upset with the fact that we need to just work differently. Like, they're in a Waldorf charter, and I'm wondering how it is in your school. Depending on what school it is, I don't think it's different, really. I think how people respond to it could be different in different schools, but I think they're always the combination of classes sometimes. I remember this in Prague. There were a couple classes where you're just like, whoa, this is really intense. And nobody could really tame them. I think at this age, though, there's the opportunity. And I'm curious how you feel about it. If I ask you, you know, maybe you meaning whoever is in the classroom, whoever's in the classroom when there's something like this going on where there's a few personalities that sort of set everything in motion so that it's almost unmanageable. And it's really exhausting to constantly be calming them and, you know, punishing them and, penalizing them for what a few are doing. I know that Ella, I mentioned it, I think, in another podcast, how frustrated she was that now games class isn't that fun because every time there's a problem, and so every time they don't get to do the fun things. And Spanish class, the teacher's losing her mind, and she's screaming and whatever. And so, and now, you know, it's moved into another class too, where it's kind of more mindful and calming. And every kid needs that. So it's not about kick them out, you know. I think it's very needed. And at some point, don't we have to kind of not be banging our heads against the wall going, wow, why isn't this working? This is the philosophy and this is how it should be. But really consider doing things differently one way or another. And so that would be definitely getting them into smaller groups and getting volunteers if that's what we need to do. Whatever is necessary so that everybody gets a chance to learn. I'm pretty sure I'm stirring up somebody out there. Maybe it's you. I would definitely have been stirred up, especially if it's your child who's often the one who's disturbing things. But maybe it's just that kid needs it done differently. Either they're not meant to be in a school like this where they're expected to be so controlled, or they are meant to be out bouncing and doing their lessons and things. That's what I have to say. But here my husband is hovering over me looking for something. What are you looking for?
Drinks for tomorrow.
I don't know. I was about to come in here and do that, and then I sat down to do this. Anyway, I'm curious what your thoughts are. I'm going to put it out on social media. Like, what has your school done? What are your thoughts on the whole thing? Separate, together, smaller groups, just go with it, deal with it. That's life. I'm just curious. That's what's rolling around in my mind. I think this is an important lesson in life, is how do we adjust to what is? How do we work with what is? And that's been the theme for a while. Like, our lives are chaotic and full, and therefore we work with what is. We don't get rid of our family, you know. So that's what I have to say today, as my husband is rummaging around exactly at this moment. I'm glaring at him silently. I wish you all the best. Definitely, if this is interesting for you, pass it on. Next week is going to be, you know, our first week as normal. You know what comes then. I hope if you celebrate Easter or Velika Noce that you enjoy decorating and doing fun things and making family favorite foods, or maybe it's Passover, or maybe it's something else altogether that I don't know anything about. I wish you well, and we'll see you on social media and next week, and keep well. Hey, if you made it this far in the podcast, fantastic. Thank you. I hope the journey was interesting for you today, whether it was me or the conversation I had with somebody somewhere in the world. You being here makes all the difference, because what you take in, you echo out to others, and that is meaningful. Definitely jump down in the description and check out what we've got going on down there. Keep your eyes open for the new things and new conversations that are just around the corner. I'm Coach Ariel Anderson, and I wish you a beautifully imperfect day.